28 or fewer that they can win. I think that's a minimum. Now, like what Ben's saying, you might need to hold them to like 24 or under to win if the game's in the 20s. I do think Clemson can't. I don't know that they will get to 30. I think Clemson can get to 30, particularly in its building. But I don't expect Clemson's defense to have as hard of a time as it did last year. Even like the game against Louisville last year, like it's not like they gave up 50 points. It was the frustration of the Louisville game was if you forget, I mean that look the score wasn't as close as the game. Louisville dominated the game. Clemson gave up 33 points, but it was the way that happened where they were slowly moving the ball offensively and they were giving up tons of rushing yards. It was the way that that happened more so than the amount of points that they gave up.
I need to say something real quick for those that are listening online. I know that it just dropped. It's going to drop again for about 10 seconds. We're making some changes there. So if you get disconnected, just give it about 10 seconds and you should be good. And hopefully have a really exciting news about that here this afternoon too.
Oh, come on. Let's go. I love it.
Before we go to Jason, talking about the score, the one thing that I can't get out of my mind is, and I realize it's a new year, last time we saw this offense in their building, they scored 14 points. And that, for all the preseason hype, and I get it, a lot of it's justified, that still happened. You know, November 30th, against your rival, you scored 14 points in this building. So I'm not going to apologize for being just a little bit gun-shy.
That's right. And LSU, listen, I think the closer we get to the game, I still think Clemson has an advantage at the line of scrimmage, but I think LSU's defense is really good. I think LSU's secondary is really good. Part of my thoughts on Virginia Tech is that Virginia Tech's best defensive player that's still playing college football after last season is playing for LSU.
And if you think that this is a high 30s game, the last time you did that against a Power 5 or now Power 4 opponent in your building, you got to go back to September 28th against Stanford.
Woo! That's
not right. I'm sorry. I missed Virginia. Scored 48 against Virginia on October 19th.
But you know what? Those are...
That's still a long time ago.
Those are nonsense teams, though. Like, no disrespect. That's nonsense, okay? When's the last time Clemson did that against a real team? Like, that was any good?
Scored 14 against South Carolina.
They did. I mean, like, that's kind of the point there. I will say... You know, the end of 23, they scored 31 against North Carolina, who came into the game ranked. Georgia Tech, that was Brent Key interim. They scored 31 on Notre Dame. So you'd have to go back to the end of 23. They did it twice against ranked teams in Memorial Stadium. They also scored 24 in regulation in the Florida State game in 23. So in 23, it was a little better, which is kind of odd because I think we probably felt better about the 24 offense than the 23 offense. They just got a little better at cashing in. Let's go to Jason in Columbia, who joins us next on the phone. What's up, Jason?
Hey, Ben and Kwok. Now, wait a minute. Now, I just heard Kwok before the break. He mentioned something about a plumbing snafu at Willie B. I mean, the jokes just write themselves.
Who can forget the great number two caper of like six, that was the Muschamp era where it was like flowing down the stairs in the stadium.
They had poop sickles there, didn't
they?
Didn't they freeze? They
had, it was like 100 degrees.
Was it hot or cold?
It was hot. It was hot. Either way.
Isn't doo-doo ice like a year-round offering? You know, we were talking about some different some things being offered at Clemson this year. I'm pretty sure that's a staple at Willie B. But anyway.
Doo-doo ice cream sandwich. That's what that is.
Yes. You know what, Kwok, I have to admit, I Larry Williams just stole my thunder, because I called up with the thought that LSU is going to be missing one or possibly both starting safeties in the first half due to some penalties in their final games last season. But Larry has just dispelled that while I was on hold. So I'm still going to say, and the reason I was thinking about it is, you know, as Ben said, when sometimes in these games you get off to a slow start offensively, I was thinking, well, you know, if ever there was a time to force the issue downfield, it would be if you have a safety sitting. But that's not the case. But I will still go with that point, guys. Because
undeterred,
you're talking,
I love it.
Yeah. I mean, I do think, and actually there was a gentleman, I think you called the show yesterday, who made some interesting parallels to the Georgia game in Death Valley in 2013 and how some of the matchups kind of carry over. Now, the difference, of course, one of the differences is Georgia, they obviously had Todd Gurley and some monster running backs in that game. And I couldn't remember quite when you're just breaking down some of the scores and how Clemson's offense performed recently. Now, did we hit the 30s against SMU? I should know this.
Yes. 34, I believe. You know, obviously, yeah, 34-31.
Yeah, we got off to such a hot start in that game, and then, you know, kind of the wheels fell off on the offensive side in the second half there. I'm with you. I mean, watching Clemson perform on all cylinders against a good team, that has not been something that we've witnessed offensively in recent years. I mean, you could go all the way back to 2021, really, once Trevor left. But obviously, as a Clemson fan now, I know Ben Milstead has been very realistic about this all offseason. We don't know about the Clemson running game. But I am confident that no matter what we see in this first game Saturday, it will be better than running poor Phil Maffa out there with one leg, one arm, like Barbaro, basically. And not having any depth behind him. So I think your point is well taken about it would be great to see in Garrett Riley having another year with Cade and with this wide receiver room. It would be great to see just a rhythm established for the bulk of a game against a quality opponent. But like Ben says, in an opening game scenario, I think maybe both on the Clemson and LSU side, we might have to cap our expectations. But I'm still, guys, I'm so excited, so great to be just game week, just a couple of hours away, going to certainly enjoy the slate of games Thursday and Friday. And most of all, I'm angry that Larry Williams totally wrecked my call, and I apologize.
Look, you got to get in quickly because Larry's on top of his stuff, Jason. I appreciate the phone call. Thanks very much. I mean, I agree with a lot of what Jason said right there. What they're referring to is there was a report that came out. I won't even say it's a report, but NC State announced that one of its starting safeties, who was ejected for fighting at the end of the East Carolina game, would miss the first half. And so that leads to one of LSU's starting safeties, who was ejected for unsportsmanlike conduct in the bowl game playing for Houston last year, that maybe he would have to miss the first half, but because one was ejected for fighting and the other was A.J. Halsey, I think is who it was ejected for fighting. Halsey was ejected for just an unsportsmanlike conduct penalty, maybe two of those, that there is not a suspension carrying over for that. So that's sort of what Jason is talking about there, that there were lots of folks who, because of the suspension of NC State, were looking at some other suspensions that may come down because of shenanigans during bowl games last year. So that's where that sort of came from. But as we said, that's sort of been shot down at this point. Let's go to Seminole Ted, who's up with us next. Big weekend for him. What's up, Ted?
Hey, man, I am super excited about Saturday. Man, when you go 2-10, that first game can't get here quick enough, can it?
It's like when you eat a bad meal, Ted. You can't wait to get back to the table.
Unless it's too bad of a meal, and then you don't feel like eating anything at all.
Well, that's true. You know, I don't want to take it too far, but you had like the food poisoning season, so I get that.
Yes, 100%. No, I'm really excited about this season. Yeah, I think we can win this Alabama game, and I'm going to give you one reason why right now, and that's because I believe that Tommy Castellanos is better than Ty Simpson. So when you look at the quarterback, you got a rookie quarterback that's going to come into an environment that is going to be utterly chaotic. Because when those Noles fans get going, you know how it is. They're relentless, just like any other fan base, but that place is deafening. So I'm looking for Florida State to really set the tone. I think 13.5 points is way too many points on the road at a major football college. Way too many points. I don't care about our 2-10 season last season. What did Alabama do last season? 9-4?
Yeah, 9-4, including the bowl game loss, which is that was not an inspiring performance.
World beaters. You know, this isn't a Nick Saban 2018 Alabama team. You know, this is a revamped team. They're going to have to feel things. Now, we got a lot of reworks on our end, too. We got a whole new offense, whole new defense. You know, but when you look at our receiver room, I like what we've got there. Our running backs, I like what we got there. I think our weakness may be stopping the run on the defense. But I still think that if Castellanos protects the ball and makes them have to keep somebody on him to either keep him in the box or try to beat him downfield, I think Florida State's going to win this game. I think it's going to be 31-24.
Good stuff, Ted.
And I'll call in Monday either way.
Hey, we look forward to it, man. Don't call in Monday. We won't be here. But Tuesday, you get at us, okay?
Tuesday. You know what I mean.
Yes.
Yeah, Tuesday. All right. Hey, and Clemson's going to win because Kelly can't win openers.
I agree with that now. I think that's a factor, Ted. I do.
Have a good one.
Appreciate the phone call. Thanks very much. I'm not trying to troll Ted when I say this, because I agree with a lot of what Ted said. I've backed off of Florida State winning a game. All I got to do is lose by 13, and I'm okay with that. Ben, do you know, and we can't factor in 2-10, okay? Florida State's not going 2-10 again, but I was just looking back at this just a little while ago. Do you know in the last 6 normal full seasons, so that's without 2020, the last 6 normal full seasons, that Florida State has finished below 500 4 times? Now, one of those above 500 years was obviously quite good.
Yeah.
The other one was like a 10-3. So like they're not going 8-5. But Ben, that has me a little worried because of the scheme change, because now we're talking about like a half decade of just not being good enough more often than not. Just right. Not being good enough in a Florida State-Alabama game. What is our – before we go to – in fact, you know what? We'll go to some picks in a second. Let's go to Lee in Greenwood. We'll get him in before we take our next break. What's up, Lee?
Clark, I am excited, ecstatic, exhilarated, all those things wrapped up into one for football weekend. I know you are. I can feel it. As I've been listening to you all day and all week, I'm excited. I will tell you this, though. I'm starting off my football weekend in an interesting way, and you'll appreciate the wildness of this. So me and a buddy of mine are heading up to Pigeon Forge, Tennessee, Friday night. I'm actually missing an Abbeville Panther football game. That tells you how crazy this is. We're going up to Pigeon Forge, Tennessee to spend the night so we can get up Saturday morning and go meet Luke Duke at the Cooter's Garage and Museum in Pigeon Forge to have a little meet-and-greet time with him. Which, by the way, that place is located in the redneck Mecca Plaza of all time, because not only is that there, but there's a Hulk Hogan's wrestling store there. Across the parking lot, there's a micro wrestling, midget wrestling, auditorium there, and they also have a Dollar General. So I'm telling you, I'm living this weekend up the best way I know how, Clark.
You know, that sounds like a glorious, that sounds like the trifecta.
You need to change your name to Bubba from Greenwood just for the weekend. That's awesome, man. That is awesome.
I mean, you know, I might eat some pancakes along the way. So there you go. But I'm excited about the weekend, and I'm looking forward to seeing what the Tigers do, man. I'm ready. I'm at that point now where I kind of shut off talking to everybody at the beginning of the week. I'm like, let's play. Let's go. Talk's over with. So I hope you guys have a great weekend, man.
You too, Lee. Sounds like you're headed toward one. I appreciate it. Thanks very much. How about that? Boy, he's just hitting a jackpot there. There's a lot going on in Lee's world this weekend. When we come back, I want to get to some of our picks. The Alabama-Florida State spread is interesting to me, like who picked whom. We'll get to some of the games from today. If you got thoughts on games for the weekend, let us know. 654-ROAR is the number. We continue on in hour 2 in just a moment.
No one wants it to happen to them, but unfortunately, chances are good that at some point, it'll happen to you. Roof troubles. It's one of the most important parts of your biggest investment. So when you need repairs or a new installation, you need someone who you can trust to get the job done right. You need Joe Robertson and Son Roofing.
As a family-owned and operated roofing company since 1965, Joe Robertson and Son have built a reputation for quality craftsmanship. It's why thousands of upstate home and business owners have chosen them for their roofing needs. Beyond providing quality work they're proud to stand by, Joe Robertson and Son Roofing also takes a client-first approach to their job. That means quality roofing, fair pricing, and complete customer satisfaction. Put it all together, and it's easy to see why they're the upstate's premier roofing provider.
You can't cut corners when it comes to roof repairs and installation, so go with the trusted name in the upstate. Go with Joe Robertson and Son Roofing. Get started today by visiting them online at robertsonroofing.net.
Book your next party at Carson Steakhouse in Anderson with a large private dining room to suit all of life's celebrations, corporate and social group events. Host a family or school reunion to remember. Book your reservation and they handle the rest. Double fried chicken wings, fresh baked yeast rolls, hand-cut steaks, grilled teriyaki salmon, and fresh strawberry shortcake, just to name a few delicious menu items. Make your reservation today. Call 226-9400. Again, that's 226-9400. Carson Steakhouse, Anderson.
Your utility company could put money back in your pocket when you upgrade your heating and air. With Duke Energy, you could get over $2,000 in rebates on a dual fuel system. Add federal tax credits ending December 31st, and that's serious savings. Call Blue Ridge Heating and Air for a free estimate from Pete, our field supervisor, and get a free bottle of Furnace Fuel Hot Sauce. Upgrade to Armstrong Air today, quality comfort you can count on. Visit BlueRidgeHeatingAir.com. BlueRidgeHeatingAir.com.
Tiger fans and bargain shoppers alike, come shop Elkmont's Labor Day sale going on now. Elkmont features great brands like On Clouds, Birkenstocks, Patagonia, Vuori, Z-Supply, Columbia, and more. Enjoy savings up to 75% off. On Friday and Saturday, join Elkmont for an inventory reduction sale in the parking lot at the Clemson location. Elkmont is located at the Highway 93 exit off Highway 123 in Clemson, or online at ElkmontTradingCompany.com. That's E-L-K-M-O-N-T TradingCompany.com. Go Tigers!
We are here with Eric Snyder of Snyder Tree Care. Eric, do we need to start thinking about pruning our shrubs?
You know, we generally prune in the spring because they're growing like crazy and through the summer. But the fall's not a bad time to prune. They're going into a dormancy. If you can get in there and prune them, specifically hand prune those shrubs, they'll do so much better, and you can preserve the buds so the flowers come out better. You can find us on the web at SchneiderTree.com.
Leave it to Snyder Tree Care.
Is your crawl space damp or musty? Water in your crawl space can cause wood to rot and create an environment for mold and mildew that can make its way inside your home. Canty Foundation Specialist specializes in crawl space repair. Call us today for your free inspection so you can have the peace of mind knowing your crawl space is dry and your home is protected. Call today, 864-641-0176, or visit cantycanfixit.com.
A car accident can change everything in seconds. Don't let the insurance companies decide what your case is worth. At Smith Jordan Law Firm, we stand up for accident victims, fighting for the compensation you need to recover and move forward. Call Smith Jordan Law Firm today at 864-343-2222 or visit smithjordan.com. Your consultation is free. Smith Jordan Law. We are local attorneys with a proven track record.
What's going on, everybody? Faxon Childress here from Faxon Sports. I'll be live alongside John Hight from 9 a.m. to noon, as always, on the Friday edition of the program, live from the Chick-fil-A in Clemson. Looking forward to bringing a full weekend primer in the college football world your way. We'll also be breaking down the Thursday games, previewing the Friday night classics, and then, of course, Clemson, LSU, Death Valley, Tiger pregame, Tiger tailgate show leading up to it right here on The Roar. You will not want to miss anything in the college football world this weekend, including my show from 9 a.m. to noon. See you soon.
Adam Schefter here with Vivid Seats live from the stands, and we've got a special update. Sources confirm fans using the Vivid Seats app are racking up rewards with every ticket and doing it fast. With an unbeatable lineup of seats and perks that go the distance, why use any other app for game day? Don't fumble this season. Grab your tickets through Vivid Seats, download their app, earn rewards, and as the official ticketing partner of ESPN, get $20 off your first $200 in-app purchase with code Schefter. That's code Schefter.
Coach Saban here, and let me tell you, every second matters. Preparation is everything, and that's why I trust Kidde Smoke Alarms.
And as North America's number one home fire safety brand, they're built to respond over 25% faster to smoke detection. Kidde helps protect what matters the most. Find it at the Home Depot, how doers get more done. Number one claim based on total household installations as of December 2023. 29% faster average smoke detection based on internal testing of smoldering wood fires for Kidde 9th edition versus leading competitor 8th edition product.
Live and local sports talk coming to you from the Upcountry Fiber Studios.
This is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Serving the five counties of the South Carolina upstate, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Hey, Saturday's coming fast, and we've got the talk to get you ready. This is College Football Talk on The Roar, where every day is game day.
Something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware.
We continue on here on the program. I got so many thoughts on these games, and let me start with this. We got an interesting text, and I think this is very true, and I'm not disagreeing with Ted when I say this, okay? I gave those stats before, and I'm somebody who has happily enjoyed saying, I think Florida State covers this number, okay? I've been saying it for weeks and months. I think Florida State covers this number at getting 13.5 at home. And at various points in the offseason, I have flirted with taking them outright. This text, I think, is my number one hesitation. Texter from the 864 makes a great point. Says, Castellanos has to win the game. Ty, meaning Ty Simpson, just has to not lose it and trust the guys around him. Castellanos doesn't have those same players around him. I think it is possible to have two things be true at once. It is possible that Thomas Castellanos is widely better than Ty Simpson. Although I think some of the concerns that people have had about how statistically poor his season was last year are somewhat legitimate. I would argue those were systemic issues. Bill O'Brien didn't want him at quarterback. That was one of my main reasons not to buy Boston College last year fully, because I saw that Bill O'Brien and Jalen Milroe butted heads. Why would I think that Bill O'Brien would be totally fine working with Thomas Castellanos? It just didn't make a lot of sense to me that that was going to be a hunky-dory relationship, and it turned out to not be a hunky-dory relationship because Thomas Castellanos was Jeff Hafley's quarterback. Now, Castellanos in a better system. So, you know, I've heard people say, well, he's the statistical worst quarterback in the ACC. I think Roddy Jones actually brought that up last year. I don't expect Castellanos to be like a top three quarterback in the league, but I expect him because Gus Malzahn wants to coach him, because Mike Norvell wants to pay him, and because Thomas Castellanos wants to work with the people that he's had. He's got the best cast of characters he's had. I expect Thomas Castellanos to be very good in Florida State's offense. I don't know what that means game one, and I don't think it means, just because I think he's going to be better than Ty Simpson in this game, that it means Florida State's going to win. Because the texter is correct that all Ty Simpson has to do is throw the ball over there to Williams and throw the ball over there to Bernard and hand the ball off and let the offensive line cook, and I do think Alabama will be fine. So as I'm looking at this game, the more I look at it, the more I'm thinking like a 30-21 type of game, something like that, where, you know, it's a bit of a feeling out process for about a quarter and a half, maybe two quarters, and Alabama just sort of keeps like a 10-ish point working margin through the second half. That's kind of what I see is happening in this game. I still think 13.5 is too many. I think it's too many points. But that would be my that would be my hesitation there. On the Clemson LSU front, you know, I was thinking about how this game could potentially go. This sounds crazy. I wasn't even sure I wanted to say this, but I wanna just throw it out there. We've got Brian Edwards coming in the next segment. Garrett Riley gets dinged. We've had a number of texts about Garrett Riley, his offense not scoring points in the openers. Okay. Is it weird to me that I don't care about that necessarily? Like, here's what I mean. In the Duke game, it's the only time since Dabo Swinney's been a head coach. Isn't that right? It's the only time that Clemson's had 200 passing, 200 rushing, and lost the game. And they got blown out. Garrett Riley's plays didn't cost them the game. They just handed the ball to Duke at the 10-yard line every time. I don't blame Garrett Riley for the offense not scoring points. Remember the kicking game, how disastrous? Like, you can't blame Garrett Riley for the offense driving the ball to the 15 and the kicker hitting a fan 50 yards from the goalpost. Or, like, getting the kick blocked or tipped or whatever. I don't blame the offensive coordinator for that. I actually think in the red zone, if you want to know the truth, I think moving the ball between the 20s is about play calling. And I think when you get inside the 20s, it's about two things. It's about program culture, and it's about physicality. I don't think you can score if you can't run the ball inside the 20. And I think running the ball is a mindset. Like, I don't think gadgets and tricks, yeah, they work some, but, like, if you want to be a good red zone offense, it's about desire. And it's about being able to physically run the ball when everybody's compressed. Because it's hard to throw the ball inside the 20s if you can't also run the ball. Because if I can sit in a defensive shell, seven people, you know, drop seven, you're not going to run it on me, and there's tight windows to throw, I'm kicking a lot of field goals. Similarly, defensively, if you want to be a good red zone defense, I think a lot of that is just desire and program. Ben, what are you reading over there?
I'm listening to you, buddy. I promise. But I'm scrolling through.
Are you reading about Jorge?
Yes.
Jorge? I saw that come through. I did see that come
text.
Through.
The guy's text changed everything from Georgia to Jorge. And it's so much better when you just read Jorge. And Jorge, it says, and Jorge was better than us last year. And I was like, who the heck is Jorge? What is Quok talking? Is he talking about a baseball player? Has he changed topics and I'm not paying attention?
Jorge
was better.
Jorge
is better than us.
Oh, my Lord.
I for the rest of the day, they will now be Jorge.
Have you seen the...
Doesn't take much to entertain me.
Have you seen the guy who... I mean, clearly, like, Spanish is first language. This guy on TikTok, my wife finds the TikToks and Instagram reels where he'll ask his Spanish buddies and coworkers, like, basically, how do you say this? And it's like the funniest things ever. It's like sports teams.
Yeah.
And he will phonetically write out how they say it with a picture, a hilarious picture of what they're actually calling it. It's some of the funniest stuff on the internet. I don't know what the guy's profile is. It's some of the funniest stuff on the internet. The Jorge Bulldogs is what I'm thinking of and what picture he would be putting behind that. Jorge Bulldogs. Texter from the 864 says, regarding Riley, I'm a lot more concerned about how his offenses fall off a cliff in the second half, like SMU, South Carolina, Louisville, etc. I really hope that won't happen this year. You know, I think some of that is fair, although aren't we basically picking Clemson to win the national championship because of a Garrett Riley second half? Like, I mean, think about, like, Texas, they got blown out in the first half. So I get what you're saying. But the most recent sample that we have says that Clemson played quite well in the second half. I kind of think sometimes offensive coordinators look worse when they are playing from behind sometimes. It shrinks the playbook. I know they did against Texas. But the South Carolina game, I think that was a little bit of a different deal. South Carolina's defense was quite good. They were just good. The Louisville game was one of the dumber games. It just was dumb. I think everybody was stupid. I think, like, I would just say that was a stupid game, and everybody who was there, I've never heard a more disgruntled crowd. Just disgruntled, like, not even like disgruntled is the best way. They were just annoyed. It was annoying how they, and I don't know whose fault that was, but like no one did their job that day. SMU, I think the offense looked better in the first half. Again, we're talking about scoring relating to offense. Well, when your defense gets three turnovers, you know, like the offense doesn't have to do much. They're just taking the gift they're given. Like, here's what I mean by, like, are we gonna credit Garrett Riley for 422 yards of offense, or are we going to act like he only scored 7 points against Duke in the opener 2 years ago? Like, I'm not saying take him off the hook entirely, but I'm not comfortable with Garrett Riley's offense scored 7 points and just leaving it. Mm-hmm. Like, Garrett Riley didn't call plays to move it between the 20s. And even last year against Georgia, I didn't come out of that game going, well, I felt like play calling was a real problem. Like, I didn't think it was great. I didn't think it was perfect, but I wasn't like, boy, I don't know about Riley. I don't think Garrett Riley's, like, got anything to prove in this game is kind of my, that's kind of my deal. Now, if they're not able to move the ball at all against LSU's defense, I think maybe there's some of that.
Yeah, I don't know that I completely agree with that. I mean, in no way am I trying to criticize him. But I do think it is fair to want to see more consistency from a Garrett Riley offense. And listen, I know there's a lot of factors. There's a lot of things he doesn't control. And it's more the execution of the play. I don't recall having too many issues with what he's calling. It's more the execution, but that does fall back on the offensive coordinator,
right?
You know, I mean, again, I can't forget about. I mean, when we talk about the South Carolina game last year, we talk about the defense not being able to stop the run, right?
Yes,
I mean I do it every time I bring that game up. The offense scored 14 points at home against a good defense. Yes, but 14 points is unacceptable against anybody. In today's era of college football, I would argue that 14 points is just not acceptable. And that, you know, 21 against Louisville is just not good enough. And again, I realize there's a lot of factors outside of the play calling that go into that. But if someone says I need to see a little more from Garrett Riley's offense, I do, in my mind, that is a valid argument.
Now, the point that I'm making is a yardage point.
Yeah.
It's to me, I'm looking more at are you moving the chains, Garrett Riley? Like, are you moving the chains?
That's fair. Finishing a drive, to me, that maybe falls as much on the players as it does the coaching staff. And, I mean, your point's valid there.
Now, with that said, if you look at the last two openers, 5.1 yards of play at Duke is not very good. So, like, yeah, he's over 400 yards. He's 422 yards, but 83 plays. I mean, for example, the Louisville game last year, 450 yards of offense. You're going, okay, that's really good. And, by the way, that was a 200-200 game. I forgot about that. 222 rushing, 228 passing. So it's been two losses under Dabo. And two games that weren't even close. I mean, think about how crazy that is. But they ran 101 plays to get 450 yards. That's not good. Yards per play. I've heard this said about Cade Klubnik, okay? That Cade Klubnik, and you can go back and look at the stats from last year, all right? You can look at Cade and look at his numbers against ranked teams. And he's averaging 6.8 yards per attempt in four ranked games last year. Mm-hmm. That needs to be better. If he's going to be a Heisman candidate, if he's going to be a first-round pick, that kind of stuff, that number does have to be better. I think Garrett Riley can help with that a little bit. I think having like a fully stocked room of very talented and older receivers will help too. In 2023 against ranked teams, Cade Klubnik was at 5.7 yards per attempt throwing the ball. That's not good enough.
And as we go to break here, a couple of texters have pointed out that, in their opinion, Cade has played better, played maybe some of his better halves of football when he's just been allowed to play. The second half of Texas, they kind of had to throw caution to the wind. The second half versus Kentucky in the bowl game the year before, Kwok, same kind of thing. You know, you just let him do him, and he's played pretty well there. So, you know, Texas bringing up, just don't want to be too conservative at the beginning of the game. And I get the point, but at the same time, you don't want to be reckless either. So you got to find that happy, you know. You certainly don't want to turn the ball over in your own territory and early in a game or something like that.
Ask SMU.
Right.
SMU lost that game. They won the last three quarters. They lost the first quarter, and that was the game. That was it. Let's take a break, and we come back. Brian Edwards is going to join us. He's got winners. We are going to talk picks analysis when we return right after this.
The countdown is on. 2 days. Until Clemson Tiger football. Brought to you by Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney. We are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
Warm weather offers a great opportunity to get creative in your kitchen and your backyard as you're preparing meals for your family, friends, and neighbors. And nothing makes your creativity more enjoyable than the selection of ingredients you'll find at your neighborhood Ingles Market. From hand-cut steaks to seafood, locally grown fruits and vegetables from right here in the Carolinas. Whether it's breakfast, lunch, dinner, or a weekend cookout, rely on your local Ingles to have what you need. If you're on your way to the beach or the mountains, use your Ingles Advantage card to save on fuel purchases before you hit the road. Shop your Ingles Pharmacy to save on prescriptions. If you're having a family get-together or reunion, have the Ingles Deli create a custom platter for you. The Ingles Floor Department has beautiful arrangements to accent your home and your table. So take it from me, you'll find everything you need at your local Ingles. Low prices, love the savings.
Twin Peaks is the best in the game. Here, it's bigger game days and bolder fight nights. I mean, where else can you find a scratch kitchen that always comes in clutch every day from lunch to late night? Only at Twin Peaks, the number one sports bar.
The South Carolina Education Lottery definitely allowed me to really find myself, to get an education, and then use it as a springboard in really launching my career. That's what the Life Scholarship did for me.
Knowing that I can go to where I want to go to, study what I want to study, having a Life Scholarship made that possible for me.
The South Carolina Education Lottery. A better you, a better us, a better South Carolina. Visit sceducationlottery.com/betteryou.
So you've decided you want to have your garage floor professionally coated, but with so many companies to choose from, who should you hire? For nearly 15 years, Iron Drive Floor Coatings has installed the highest quality concrete coatings all over the upstate. With over 1 million square feet installed and the most 5-star reviews in our industry, our guarantee stands strong. Don't trust just anybody to coat your garage floor. Trust the company with a proven track record of quality work. Get a free quote today at irondrivegaragefloors.com.
Hey guys, dealing with ED or low T? Don't just accept it. Act like a man and fix it. Your old lady will thank you. Guaranteed. At Low Country Male, testosterone and ED plans start at just $5 a day. You'll get labs, unlimited doctor visits, and real results. Right now, get 2 months of free ED meds with any new plan, plus 30% off NAD Plus and peptides. With 8 South Carolina locations, it's time to make men men again. Visit lowcountrymale.com.
If you are a realtor in the upstate of South Carolina, I want to help you close more deals. And here's how I can do that. I'm Mike. I'm the owner of One Tom Plumber, and we are already working with realtors in your area doing the same exact thing. We're the go-to plumbing crew for realtors all across the state of South Carolina because we provide a free same-day quote based on your home inspection report.
Just dial the number one, then Tom Plumber. That's their name. That's their number.
Call the plumber whose name is his number one, Tom Plumber. One Tom Plumber.
Hey Clemson family, I'm Jeff Scott, former assistant coach and proud member of 2 national championship teams. Success on the football field takes teamwork, vision, and a great game plan. I partnered with fellow Clemson alum Eric Newton to create Newton Scott & Associates. From Tigertown to Lake Kiwi, we're your championship team, here to help you buy, sell, or build. When it's time to make your next move, trust the winning team, Newton Scott & Associates. Real estate, the Clemson way. Visit us at newtonscottsc.com.
When you're out on the water, peace of mind is priceless. With Towboat US on Lakes Hartwell and Kiwi, you get reliable service starting at just $109 a year. Enjoy the freedom of freshwater boating with our support services, including on water towing, jump starts, fuel delivery, soft ungrounding, boat salvage and recovery, and more. Don't let unexpected issues ruin your day. Towboat US, we're here when you need us, 24/7. Visit HartwellLakeServices.com now.
Here at The Roar, every day is game day. We are 105.5 and 97.5, The Roar.
I got this feeling inside my bones. It goes electric, wavy when I turn it on.
You know, this song is how I feel in my soul right now. We're talking gay. Like, people are excited. Our text line is bumping. This is good. Give me a little JT.
Got a little sunshine in your pocket over there, do you?
Ooh. Oh, yeah. We're loving it. This is about the right time to bring in Brian Edwards before I do something I regret. 654 Roar, if you'd like to get in on the back end here. Brian Edwards giving us winners each and every Thursday at 1:45. We got actual games to talk about tonight and this week, and we'll sort of recap some of his picks as well. He's a senior handicapper, VegasInsider.com. He's at MajorWager.com and at VegasBEdwards on Twitter. Brian, what's up, man?
Oh, man, I was having a spectacular day until I cut myself shaving about 5 minutes ago. But other than that, I'm doing outstanding. Just a little dot to the chin, no problem.
You know, if that's the adversity that it takes to get the proper perspective on a day of college football, then that, you know what, worth it. Worth it, I think you would
million
agree.
Million percent.
Before we get into games, let's recap. You have given us like little sprinkles of picks all through the summer. What have you hammered down? Give us a little bit of a recap before we go headfirst into the season.
Okay, I went with one unit on DJ Lagway to win the Heisman at 20-1. I think you can still get that number, maybe 18-1. If you're looking for a long shot, you know, just to look the minimum bet you have, Haynes King from Georgia Tech in that 75-90-1 range. He's got a couple of showcase games, one early, where if he's got big numbers, he can get in the race if they pull an upset with a monster game against Clemson. And then he's got one on the back end as well against Georgia, who he absolutely torched last year. Again, if it's 75-1, you go into it knowing you're going to lose. But come November, if he's having a monster season with that showcase game against Georgia coming up, you might be glad you have that ticket. If you want to go a different route, Sawyer Robertson at Baylor is around the same numbers. Vandy season win total. So some books have it 4.5, but it's heavy juice on the over, like -190. I'd rather do it at 5.5 with a +140 payout. I think Vandy wins 6, possibly 7. And I also like the Gators over 7.5. I like Clemson +120 to win the ACC. I like Buffalo +550 to win the MAC. I think I got 21-1 on one account, and I want to say 23-1 on the other, but I feel like the last few times I've looked on LSU to win it all, I feel like it's down in the 13-15-1 range, so that's up to you. I felt like I was getting a good number above 20-1, just that was a very small play. And then I did Georgia Tech over 7.5, Indiana, there might be a little juice on the over for Georgia Tech. I did Indiana over 8.5. And that is small plus, like +110. And I like Indiana -13.5 against ODU on Saturday in the first half. I'm not against it -23-ish for the game, but I'd rather do 13.5 in the first half.
Fantastic stuff right there. Let's talk a little. Let's talk UNLV Sam Houston. That interesting game. Sam Houston, a lot of points in their game last week. That number is 61. That is high. You like it over.
Yeah, so over 61, Sam Houston, UNLV tomorrow night. Dan Mullen's defense looked like the Todd Grantham defenses of his last year or two in Gainesville last week. They give up 555 yards and 30 first downs to Idaho State, an FCS opponent that went 5-7 last year. And UNLV had a bunch on their own, and that combined score got in the 70s. And like you just said, Western Kentucky beat Sam Houston 41-24 for 65 combined. So I like over 61 there. I think UNLV overs are probably going to be a thing this year.
All right, let's do a little South Carolina corner, okay, with the Gamecocks. Let's do team first. The numbers, you can find a 7.5, you can find an 8. What's your recommendation there if you're trying to play the Gamecocks?
Yeah, when Faison got ruled eligible Monday, I think it was late Monday, I didn't see it until Tuesday morning. Right when I saw that, I bought him from 7.5 to 7. I had to pay -125 juice. I'd be okay paying up to -130 juice to get it to 7. Let me also say before I begin, if you have a money line parlay or a teaser working this weekend, I think South Carolina should be your last leg of it, especially if, you know, the other legs are Saturday and if it's still alive. You know, I'm not saying you should hedge, but you'll have a hedge opportunity and you'll only need South Carolina to win by what, 1 or 2 or outright, depending on what type of teaser you have. But,
right.
Look, I'm not as high on South Carolina this year as many others. I think they lost too many dudes on defense, but I'm very low on Patek. And so I like South Carolina there, and everybody's going to want to bet at a standalone game Sunday afternoon. So I also, so at FanDuel, the player prop for Lenore Sellers rushing yards, the way they verbalize it is they do, oh, wait, off the board. What's going on here?
Wait a minute. Sellers rushing is off the board?
Well, maybe, hold on, let me refresh. That was
a
window
shoot.
I had open a couple hours ago. So wait, don't, I'm not like trying to break any news here.
Oh, man. that would be significant. What significance? I don't know, but that would be certainly right. Significant if that were the case.
Yeah, let me, so I refreshed this page. Oh, yeah, it's fine. Sorry, yeah.
Okay.
Sorry if I gave any game talk. Sorry if I gave any Gamecock fans a scare there.
I thought we were going to have a really interesting last hour of the show, Brian.
Right. No, I'd been away from the computer for an hour or two. That was a window I had open earlier. Okay, so here we go. So the way FanDuel verbalizes it, is 60-plus rushing yards is -102. So I guess that means if it hits 60, it's a push. 61 or more is a winner. So that's at -102. But, hey, if you want to get aggressive or, you know, greedy probably is the better word, 70 or more is +142 and 80 or more is +198. I mean, he can break an 80-yard run any given play. So, now that's small change compared to my South Carolina bet, though.
My goodness. So loving South Carolina and really fading Virginia Tech. I'm just curious your thoughts on this. We got a text that was like, hey, could Shane Beamer be on Virginia Tech's list? And I thought to myself, if it goes that way, then I don't think he would go back. But, they're going to call him, right?
Oh, they got to call him, but I don't – unless they have, like, a bad year and he feels like he's on shaky legs at South Carolina, I don't think Vatek would have a chance there. That's just my opinion. And, hey, man, the way – Sellers' parents are, I wouldn't be shocked if they make him stick around another year.
But
if he's a top 5 pick projection, they shouldn't do that. But he's got, you know, good parents that I know they were like, you know, telling schools to go away that were bringing $4 million, $5 million offers. So anyhow, he's going to have a great year, but I'm not as bullish on South Carolina. I think he lost too many dudes on defense, but Brent Pry, 1-12 in 13 one-possession games and 16-21. He's on a boiling hot seat.
You know, my only concern with that, and we talked about this a little bit, and I'm probably going to lay him too. I mean, in fact, I said in my first thing, I said lay him if you get 7.5, 8, whatever. I say lay him. I think it's going to be like a 3-score game when all said and done. But my one thing with South Carolina, you know, there's 7 combined seasons between these two coaches, and only one time in the first 4 games played have either of these teams been over 500. And it was South Carolina last year, and one of those 3 wins was against Old Dominion by 4 that he almost lost. So I find it very hard to trust South Carolina. As much as I would love to be on the fade Virginia Tech train too, I find it, if people are nervous about trusting South Carolina in September, I do not blame them one bit for that.
No, yeah, 75% of this is fading Virginia Tech.
Right.
Probably.
That's right. Brian, we appreciate it. But hey, listen, it's going to be great. It's going to be awesome. We're going to have a great time tonight watching ball, watching games. I can't wait to break it all down next week and get more winners. Check him out on Twitter, at Vegas B. Edwards. Check him out, VegasInsider.com, senior handicapper, and, of course, MajorWager.com. Thanks, buddy. Enjoy a nice full weekend. Have a happy Labor Day, and we'll talk again soon.
Yep, let me remind everybody, we already talked about it in the weeks previous, but Buffalo plus 17.5
oh, yeah.
is my favorite tonight. Small opinion, Miami of Ohio plus 17.5. Thanks, Quark. Good luck. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, you too. It's Brian Edwards joining the party. Awesome. Awesome stuff right there. Yeah, the Buffalo getting 17.5. I've seen that a couple plays. You know, Brian was on it like 3 weeks ago with Buffalo getting 17.5. And Minnesota's got a new defensive coordinator. Buffalo's imported some people. Taquan Roberson, who's been around the block, is their quarterback there. I think Pete Limbo's, he did a really good job last year with conference coach of the year type season. Could be interesting. I like Minnesota. This one could be a little tricky tonight. Hey, you know, one other thing that I'm really looking forward to tonight, like really, really a lot, is playing underdog. Oh, man. We get to play college football underdog? Are you freaking kidding me? Underdog Fantasy, it's a great app, great place to play. It is my number one source for daily fantasy. Today, I open my app. Ben, I have a free play on Saquon Barkley, where his number for the opener against Dallas next Thursday night is 95.5 rushing yards. I can play him in the next 7 days at zero. So all he has to do, all Saquon Barkley has to do is play and end with one rushing yard. Just one. And I win. I pair that with one other play and I win. Or you can pair it with seven other plays and swing big. You can do that. $1 can turn into as much as $5,000. That's the beauty of Underdog. And right now, if you download that Underdog app, they've got a great, great offer for you that will absolutely knock your socks off. Again, this is how I play each and every day of the baseball season. This is how I play college basketball a lot of times. Like I'm gonna play a couple of Braves tonight. I can promise you that. Right now, if you go to the app and you use our promo code OOB, then you'll get $50 on your first $5 deposit. That's an unbelievable value. Again, use that promo code OOB when you download the Underdog Fantasy app. Millions of fans have already won billions of megapixels on Underdog. Will you be next? $50 in bonus funds when you play your first $5. Underdog. Make picks. Win money. Must be 18 plus, present South Carolina. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/playing-get-terms_DFS_.html for details. Consider with your play. Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Visit ncpgambling.org.
Quark, the picks are in.
Oh, we got them all.
Thank you, Morgan Thomas, for playing along. The picks are in. So we have real live games to go over. And we have the splits here on what everybody took and how many took who. Some interesting ones, my friend.
I'm nervous.
Looking forward to talking about that on the other side.
I'm nervous to be very wrong about this. Before
it's important to get off to a good start.
Yeah, it is. You know, it really is. That's the nerves. That's the butterflies there. Speaking of getting off to a good start, 2 days to get to Tiger Sports Shop. Two days. 1 day if you want to wear something new to the First Friday Parade and the men's soccer game tomorrow night. 1 day. You know, I'm not trying to rush you, but you need to get the let out here. Two locations in Clemson, downtown and Highway 123. Always open, tigersports.com. We talked about the Nike sideline apparel, the Cutter and Buck, the Champion, the Comfort Colors, all that stuff. The Tiger Sports Shop collection. Get a paw decal, put it at 1 o'clock. Your 1 o'clock paw decals at Tiger Sports Shop. Hour 2 is done. Hour 3, games, picks, analysis, nonsense, coming your way.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Let the timeless harmonies of Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young come alive. Harvest Moon pays stunning tribute to the legends who shaped a generation. Powered by the elite of Atlanta's music scene, four-part vocal magic, and pure musical soul. experience unforgettable classics performed by the Masters live August 29th at the Wahala Performing Arts Center. Grab your tickets now at WahalaPack.com. A night of vintage vibes and heartfelt harmonies awaits.
Hey, it's Walt. Forget the 12-hour drive to Buffalo. Moretti's Pizzeria and Bar in Walden is serving the real deal. Stone oven pizza, thicker than New York City. Never doughy, just that perfect crust. The wings, crispy, juicy, and loaded with that buttery, spicy buffalo kick. And if you've never had one, order the legendary beef on weck. You'll thank me later. Moretti's, just off I-385 on East Butler Road in Walden. Moretti's, where everyone's a regular.
I'm Ryan Beasley. My office works with clients in all areas of state and federal criminal defense to include pre-arrest investigations, white-collar defense, as well as student conduct issues at colleges and universities.